Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
1 year ago, two rival generals sent their armies into battle and set Sudan on a path of death, destruction, and devastation. Today, the fighting continues to rage, noted Ambassador Robert Wood, U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs at the United Nations.
We have all seen the reports of gang rape and mass murder at the hands of Rapid Support Forces militias, of women and girls being sold into sexual slavery, and boys forced to be child soldiers, of snipers indiscriminately targeting civilians, and militias slaughtering entire villages in Darfur. War has turned Sudan into a living hell. Nearly 25 million Sudanese people are in dire need of humanitarian assistance. Three quarters of them face acute food insecurity.
Ambassador Wood called on both General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan and Lieutenant General Mohamed Hamdan, who leads the country's rapid support forces, to negotiate in good faith and cease further offensives.
Let's be clear. The two warring generals, who together led a military takeover in 2021, upending Sudan's democratic transition, are still standing in the way of a better future for the people of Sudan. Today I say to them, end this senseless war once and for all. Clearly, further pursuit of outright military victory only adds to an already staggering human cost.
The people of Sudan need more humanitarian assistance, and they need it now, stressed Ambassador Wood.
The people of Sudan are facing a crisis of epic proportions with famine imminent. Yet, humanitarian organizations have not been allowed to deliver much-needed assistance. Unhindered humanitarian access must be allowed. Full stop. Humanitarian personnel must not be targeted or harassed as they try to meet critical needs of Sudanese civilians.
The United States is the largest donor of humanitarian aid to the region and has provided more than $1 billion since 2023. Including the recent announcement of an additional $100 million to alleviate the humanitarian crisis in Sudan. Ultimately, Sudan's civilians should define Sudan's path going forward and restore the democratic transition they began and sacrificed for. The U.S. will continue to bring to the world's attention the plight of the Sudanese people and work to hold those responsible to account.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.